A majority of Californians have been under a nighttime curfew since Saturday. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The newest restrictions require people to stay home from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. unless they are responding to an emergency, shopping for groceries, picking up takeout, or walking their dogs. The month-long curfew could be extended if rapidly worsening trends do not improve. The longtime head of California Hawaii's chapter of the NAACP will resign in December. She again faced conflict of interest allegations involving her political consulting company. 84-year-old Alice Huffman will end her tenure on December 1st after 20 years as the leader of the chapter. Governor Gavin Newsom and his family are quarantining after three of his children were exposed to someone who tested positive for coronavirus. Newsom, his wife, and four children ages 4 to 11 all tested negative for the virus Sunday. Newsom was notified Friday evening that a California Highway Patrol member who had contact with his three children later tested positive. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Yurok Office of Emergency Services getting notification of a third COVID-19 case on the Yurok Reservation. Case involving a resident on the Klamath side of the reservation experiencing mild symptoms and will be quarantined for the next 14 days. At least four popular Arcata restaurants shutting down last week after employees tested positive for COVID-19 or were exposed to someone who did. According to Lost Coast Outpost, Plaza Grill, Saltfish House, Campground, and Wildflower Cafe and Bakery, each announcing temporary closures. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.